And it's crazy that we have built no nuclear power plants since Chernobyl, since Three Mile Island. That technology is very important.
It's good technology, but of course we haven't figured out exactly what to do with the waste. They want to put it in my state here in Nevada. And we have to, I'm told, be good caretakers of it for perhaps hundreds of thousands of years. And I don't know what we've taken care of. We can go back to your other book, Why Things Break.
Yeah.
Talk about that.
Yeah. And in terms of nuclear waste, yeah, that's a legitimate concern. But one of the things that people don't recognize is that, for instance, France has a very successful nuclear program. They supply 80% of their electricity via right. nuclear, and they cope with the reactor problem with the waste problem by recycling by reprocessing fuel. In this country, or in the world actually, the most successful producer of nuclear power is the U.S. Navy. The U.S. Navy has operated reactors since 1955. It operates more reactors than any other entity in the world. It's done so without a single accident. There is the problem with waste associated even with naval reactors, but nonetheless, that shows what can be done if cost is not the object. That is, safety is the object, and reliability is the object. We can build very safe and reliable nuclear reactors.
Okay, well, let's go back to France. If France can do it, why can't we?
Part of it is, again, the issue of fear. Three Mile Island, particularly, we had a number of people who were very vocal about what would come about from a nuclear meltdown. Jane Fonda was one of those people. So there are a number of people who basically seed the fear instead of doing what I would like to do, and particularly through my book, is talk about the power of technology, and that if we approach things in a logical way instead of fear-based, and if we understand the technologies, we can make as a country, each and every person can help to make enlightened decisions about what we should be doing for energy. And it's very important that people get involved in that discussion. And involved in a knowledgeable way.
Well, I guess my question is, if France can handle the nuclear waste and recycle it, why in the world can we not?
Well, part of that is the fact that they had a very well thought out reactor program where they used standard reactors. We didn't do that. It's part of the political system, part of the planning process. But there is no reason we could not do that now. And over the last 20 years, the technologies have developed to make reactors even safer and reduce the amount of waste associated with reactors. And there's also programs out there, but they're far off in the future, which can actually accelerate the rate at which nuclear decay occurs. And so you can get rid of your waste much faster.
I've heard about that.
Yeah.
Is that what France is doing?
No, they're simply reprocessing. So they take all of their reactor rods and send them to a central location where they reprocess them and then use them over again. And so that takes care of their high-level waste.
Then why can't we do that?
We could. And there's no reason we couldn't do that.
All right. Why aren't we doing that?
Well, I think the biggest reason is again fear. It's been very hard to get a nuclear reactor up and running since Three Mile Island. Also, because we went about doing this in such a strange way, where we didn't use a standard reactor design, which we improved, but just every different reactor was a new design, which we'd see what would happen. Part of that process was that we ran way over budget. Many of the reactors they were building in the Northwest just were extraordinarily over budget, and they walked away with them. They invested $20 billion in these things, then turned around and walked away and took the Northwest from the place that had the least expensive electricity in the world in the United States, to one of the places with the highest electricity bills.
Boy. So bad decisions.
Very, very bad decisions. Not planned out. And in my mind, part of what goes on there is that we think of energy as a economic resource. So we leave it up to businesses to do this. And they, of course, they want to maximize their profits. So they're going to do whatever they can do to do within reason. They're going to do what they can do by minimizing the cost of development. And that's not the way to do it. And that's why I'm in my book, I urge, in fact, that we take another approach. If we think about energy as a security issue, and you know, think about it in the same context as we do an aircraft carrier battle group, then we don't ask the question, how much is this going to cost? We say, how much security is it going to bring? And I think that's the way we need to look at energy issues in the future.
Okay. One of the concerns with nuclear reactors, of course, is proliferation. Are you concerned about that?
Yeah, and I've heard a number of people talk about the possibility of proliferation, and then you're leading to nuclear weapons. And by the way, that's one of the things that scares me amazingly, the idea that a terrorist group would get a nuclear weapon. To me, that's the most terrifying thing that could happen in the way of terrorism. And some of the new reactors that they've developed, which are called these pebble bed reactors, they encase the nuclear material in ceramics. They make it very, very difficult to reprocess. And I think this is a surmountable problem, that there is a way to build reactors and keep and reduce the possibilities of proliferation. I believe that is doable. It's going to be hard, and it's going to be one of those concerns we have to keep in mind at all times.